All right, now we're recording the show, and we're talking to Mauro, who recently went to Standing Rock. He's calling us live from his car. He's driving in the rain. That's the noise you hear in the background. And he will be hitting snow, which could be nice. So he could actually die during this interview. So
lovely.
Listen up.
Okay. Well, I need to get there because it's my son's birthday at the other end, so I need to get there.
Yeah, you got to get there. Okay. Okay, so we're
Where are you going? You're going to Standing Rock right now?
No.
I'm going back home. I was in town trying to sort out a few communications,
okay,
technical stuff.
So you recently were there though, right? And that's what you wanted to talk
about? Right. I returned about a week ago today, and I was there for 2 weeks. The associate that I was there with, she was there for 5 weeks. And
yeah.
You know, after leaving, I have a lot of contacts there. I get almost daily updates from there.
Yes. Were people getting really hurt when you were there? Hello?
Were people hurt while I was there?
Yeah, because we are hearing about it now.
Yeah, you know, actually, I was there in a relatively calm time. We got tear gassed. I don't think there was any rubber bullets during that 2 weeks. But right before, the day before,
yes,
and about 2 days after, it all hell broke loose both times. And, it's kind of really hard to believe that we're actually doing this in 2016, but on the other hand, this is exactly where all the prophecies said we were going. This is where our history says we're going. There's nothing illogical about what we're seeing. What is illogical is, you know, people still behave that way, particularly men. I'd say this is totally a man's deal. Women and children out on the front line doesn't seem to make any difference to them. And this should be an eye-opener for women across the world.
They just recently concussion grenaded a little small girl, right?
21 or 22.
And some other girl got shot besides that. It's probably the same thing.
I can't hear you, Coral.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So while you were... can you hear me? While you were there, what mostly important happened that you want to talk about? Or just go by what you remember anyway.
Well, I was there, and I was at the action where the man drew the gun and fired 6 rounds.
Oh, you were?
I was there at that action and a couple other night actions. One of them I really can't talk about or I'll incriminate myself.
Don't admit to even knowing anything.
I'm sure that they want to know who everybody who, who was on the bridge all the time. And, yeah, I was there, but I don't want them to know when and the particulars of that particular event.
Besides, you probably smoke pot and don't remember that well, so you can't testify against yourself. But anyways, go on. So these are the pigs, right? They're not just using the private security. The pigs are coming in force now.
The Morton County Sheriff's.
The Morton County Sheriff's in charge. No matter what DAPL does, security and outside forces, it all goes back to that sheriff. In Morton County, he's in charge. So what his men do is what he does, and they seemed pretty unrestrained the other night. After they should have gotten a talking to before, Obama should have done something about it. I'm just going to, cut to the chase on this, and this might be our last stand. If there's ever going to be any decency on this planet, it's right here and right now. If people aren't going to stand up for this. To hell with it. That's what people are telling me. If they're not going to stand up and take a stand on this one on the 5th of December, people are just saying to hell with it. We don't care about life anymore. Our election should
not much left with Trump running things.
Even if Hillary was in there, I'd be saying the same thing. Now with Pizzagate coming out, it should be clear that, we might as well have been living under an alien presence from another world, because what we think was happening in this country wasn't ever.
Right.
It's never been happening.
Yeah.
And the Native Americans is what it was where this started, and the Native Americans is where this is going to finish, as far as I'm concerned. And,
yeah,
you know, nonviolent. It's absolutely nonviolent. We're always standing in prayer. I do see a lot of anarchists out there raising hell, and I wish they'd go.
But, or be in a different location.
What's that?
Or be in a different location using different tactics so you don't get smeared with their tactics. Yeah.
Somewhere else.
Because there's plenty of oil crap going on all over the country, you know?
Yes.
And it's all interconnected.
If people want to take apart equipment or, you know, destroy equipment, do it somewhere else. And, you know, I'm not saying that's wrong at all. But over there in Standing Rock, there's elders and there's children. And they're the leaders, not the men. And, or you know, there's a lot of women anarchists out there, too. And what was strange to me is that women don't want to be called women anymore. And when the elders are saying women and children and elders on the boats first, all men leave last, and then women who are anarchists look at you and say, well, I'm not a woman. What do you do with that? I mean, that's just insane to be taking a stand like that when there's Native leadership. And I wish that would end, but that's not really what I want to focus on. What I want to focus on is that time is running out so fast for species on this planet.
Oh, yes.
And there's no way to grasp that from where we live here, even in America, or in our living rooms. There's no way to grasp that. What we have to grasp is what's happening at Standing Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And that is attached to the extinction rate. If we can get over this and clear house and start a new way, then the rest of it will fall in order as best as nature will let it.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it looks to me like man is playing his last card on the planet.
Right. This
and
is
it may not look like that with 7 billion people, but 7 billion people could disappear overnight.
Well, yeah, well, 20 years. But I was going to say that this is also an un-American thing, too, because none of that oil or well, I guess it's natural gas that they're shipping is going to go here. It's all going to China. You know, so that's why they don't want to do an EPA, impact statement, because there are no benefits to America, just to private corporations that are globally owned.
Absolutely. Within the context of, hey, we want to tax each one of you for your carbon, and at the same time, we want to lay pipelines in the ground. I don't get it. I don't get how people don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
We are being lied to from the minute they open their mouth when we wake up in the morning to the minute we go to bed.
Yeah.
Our government is a lie. It's always been a lie.
Mm-hmm. It's getting worse.
Now we're faced with all of it.
Yep.
Everything's on the table right now.
Yeah,
it's not just Standing Rock.
Well, it's water for like,
flashpoint.
What is it, 17% of America from those rivers? And those pipes leak. They always leak. There's no question that those pipes are going to leak and pollute the fucking water. No question
That's
whatsoever.
Right.
And they'll just walk away from it. They'll declare bankruptcy and walk away from it and leave a big fucking mess to destroy America. It's destroying America. It's not just a Native issue. It's all of our issues.
Absolutely. And if we didn't learn it from BP oil spill, if we
exactly.
didn't learn it from Fukushima, what makes us think that they're not going to screw us again?
Of course, because they make money off it. And then they buy the politicians with that money.
Yeah. So, we're not...
Uh-oh. See? See what happens when you challenge the system? You can't use their communications. They'll cut you off.
Well,
I wonder what we're going to do here.
Maybe he'll call back.
Well, he's, yeah.
Well,
I did say you might run off the road. That could have been it right there. You never know in this. But see, it's going to be more dangerous for... Look what they're doing. They're spraying water cannons on these folks when it's 26 degrees out. It's below freezing. They're trying to kill them by...
And their eardrums are getting destroyed. And they're, it makes you feel sick because they have
mayhem.
That low-volume noise.
I was talking about murder. Murder by pig.
Yeah.
Children, too. Women and children.
They're still avoiding the fact that they already committed war crimes by doing all that. The tear gassing and the guns, rubber bullet guns. All they're saying is that they should pick up their garbage. That was what their eviction was about. and they were starting fires.
The other side was starting the fire with their tear gas containers.
Uh-huh. And they're supposed to be out by December 5th, and like he pointed out this.
Were there any pictures of poop? Because that's what they gave us at Occupy here to get us out by, you know, a certain date.
This
I was
is
garbage,
gonna,
but no fire. Yeah, same thing. Garbage, poop.
This is going to be the last stand. It's like, talk about Custer's last stand. Well,
a whole bunch of
this
tribes.
This is the last human stand.
Right.
By seeing how everyone can get the clear message that life on Earth depends on if we don't destroy it first by polluting the water.
We're doomed. We're doomed. These people have too much power, and they, you know, they're using weapons. They've got much more.
Having nowhere
weapons.
To breathe, having yep. nowhere to grow, having nowhere to raise crops, having
well, basically,
absolutely
they run our government.
Desolate
that's why they're
desert.
Going. This is the fracking people. They're so fucking vicious. You know, the only thing that knocked them back is when the Saudis dropped the price of oil, then they all got fucked. But now, you know, prices are up, I guess, and they're going back at it. And they're just going to sell it to China. You know, it's not even to benefit the U.S. It's going to get shipped down to fucking New Orleans and shipped out to China.
But you would think that other countries would recognize that that's what's happening. And that
boycott
would,
us? That would be great. Boycott USA.
And they would see that there's nothing left to get from us. Yeah.
No, there's fascists everywhere. It's because it's all about money.
They just went there. They don't care about who survives the inhabitants.
No, who gives a fuck? They don't give a fuck about people. That's the whole point. It's all about wealth for
as
them.
As long as they don't live here. Well,
yeah,
they
can just get their, you know, underground bunkers or their, you know, gated communities.
It doesn't make sense that they would want to live that way. If they're trying to live just like, and they're avoiding
like
the fact.
It's worse than heroin. Power and wealth is worse than heroin. It's a sickness, really. I mean, we need a war on wealth. That's the problem. If we got rid of the wealth, then they wouldn't be able to pull this shit. We'd be in charge of our own country. It wouldn't be overrun by fucking corporate fascists.
Well, I hope Bob Morrow made it through.
Looks I know. Like it's not like calling us back, I noticed.
Looks like the mic is way too over-amplified. But
yeah, you
if he...
Well, he can't hear you unless I put yours way up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Weird.
So now that we're not on the phone.
Yeah, we can lower it. But then the whole rest of the tape's going to be fucked up. I guess we should just end this tape now. He's not really calling back, and we're just ranting at this point.
Sum
it up?
Yeah, thank you. Sum it up. Sum it up.
You want me to sum it? I thought you were going to do it.
Oh. Well, I started to. Like he was saying, people are trying to hold the higher ground, and they're thinking about what it takes to survive, and people around the world are watching, and the government seems to just want to be paid. They don't seem to care. I'm just really disgusted that the White House has dropped to this depth, and even Hillary never mentioned them.
Oh, yeah, they're all Hillary would be. Well, look at Obama. He gets put into power by fucking, you know, money from nuclear power people. He's all, you know, pardoning Leonard Peltier?
His wife
fucking
could speak up.
You know, does he show up, you know, when these people get water cannons blasted on him? No, he shows up when the Dallas police get fucking shot up, but not when the people.
What about Michelle Obama?
He's not on our side. You know, he's what is he? He's a half-Tom, right? Is that okay to say?
Okay.
Because he ain't on our side, and neither's Hillary. You know, Bernie was, but they burned him, and then we got burned again with Hillary, and now we're getting fucking Trump. Hey, maybe we'll get burned out of Trump, too, and they'll whack Trump,
well,
and we'll get Pence.
What I heard at the press conference today, I heard this from those people, and they were saying that if we want to do something, do it where we live. And if we want to send something.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. And there it is. Wells Fargo, you know.
Send
get out
prayers,
in front of Wells Fargo.
However that looks.
And ask people to take their money out in support of Standing Rock. It's not very difficult. It scares the fuck out of corporations when you start boycotting them. You notice how we never do that anymore. We don't hardly any boycotts or pickets. And that's what used to work. We don't do that. We do vandalism and sign waving. You know, so it's just we need a diversity of tactics, not the same old garbage over and over. Give me a fucking break.
If everybody boycott at once, yeah.
Well, that's the difficulty. It's hard to get a boycott going. But, I mean, do you know, social media and stuff, you should be able to get it spread more. You got to really get it in front of the store, too. And that's the main thing. We get in front of Wells Fargo and instead of the clock tower.
Well, I heard
the business
accounts in Wells Fargo are so convoluted and so involved that for 25 years, if you have some account with them, it's going to just like you. It's like starting over and you won't have anything.
And they burned all these people lately. You know, they fucking, the CEO got his fucking stock options clawed back by the board. Aha. It's the first time that's happened.
No, what was that again?
Well, they took back all his stock options he was going to get because he was a fucking crook, you know. And so, yeah, there should be some kind of a fucking penalty for screwing up, you know. If they're these job creator fucking, CEO geniuses. They're just fucking big business bosses. And because they got all this government protection from buying it with bribery, they can get away with being incompetent. And that's what they are. It's just like after they killed fucking Kennedy, you know, so the military could go in Vietnam, and then they fucking lost the war. That's why corruption is bad for your country, because it leaves idiots in power that just keep getting away with it, and eventually some other country crushes you that's based on merit.
Okay, so to sum up,
I just go on. Well, like I said, we're fucking ranting now, so yeah, you could
what they would like us to do is send prayers.
Oh, yeah,
I know that sounds a bit too basic, but
I fully support that.
Okay.
If you want to pray, visualize what you want very clearly and have a very strong feeling about it.
Just be very true to that thought and send good vibes there.
That shit works.
Maybe even to those.
That shit works. And if a lot of people do it, especially if they're all doing asking for the same thing.
Yeah, all at once.
Yeah.
That's what this at 3 o'clock was about. All feeling the same thing at the same time.
You could do it. You can do it all the time. The more often you do it, also the more it works. Because you're interacting with the hyper dimensions when you pray. It's a form of magic. But that's another section on Free Thy Land. This has been.
It's
Free
been.
Thy fucking land.
We've been talking to.
Pipeline, where the people that owns the land. They used to own the land that you're fucking occupying with all your private fucking property are getting fucked again trying to protect the water that you're going to need later. It's Free Thy Land.
Yeah, well, I know some people are going to go to Standing Rock from Santa Cruz here soon. And there's a combination of
well, it's
sending
like I said,
supplies, too.
Sure, we do need to do that, but that's just, we can stop, you know, it's the money. They do these things because, you know, Trump's got money in this fucking project, you know, so take away the money.
Go start stock
boycotting.
Options in it.
Yeah, start boycotting all over the country, you know.
Right.
Take a day where we don't drive. Here
Sounds
we go.
Like we might got it. All right, good. Hello.
Hello. Hey, you're still alive. We'll put you back on. Yeah. All right, well, let me put you on.
Okay. Hey. Okay, good. Glad you didn't
okay,
run off the road.
Okay, you guys, Carl, you need to talk real close.
Well, I'll just turn her up.
Okay.
Stay close.
Okay, glad you didn't run off the road and got your...
It's just crazy. It's freaking crazy. They were turning our phones off at Standing Rock, too.
Oh.
Anybody that was strategically organizing during an action, their phones would go dead.
Oh, well, exactly. That because there's an affiliate of Blackwater is behind the, you know, the dogs that showed up, too. So they have all the same CIA, NSA equipment.
Was it this media blackout you're talking about, part of it? Everything went dead?
Well, no, they could target specific phones, and they were going around at night, and they were finding out whose phone was doing what. So they knew who the organizers were, especially action organizers, and during actions, their phones would go dead. And then some Vietnam vets were fixing phones. It took about an hour to get a phone back on.
Oh, so they
go back to the drums. The drums are the key.
Yeah.
Or carrier pigeons.
That's why at the press conference I was hearing today that they talked about how they have to stay up all night because some of the women, she called herself a woman at least, saying that that those had had any kind of, she tried to relate it to being raped and or sexually assaulted, but she was just saying that they don't want that to happen to their mother, Earth. That's why they're watching closely all night, and that's why they're staying there to see what's going on.
Yeah,
you know?
Plus it's sleep deprivation. It's hard to sleep with a plane flying over your head all night.
Oh, so it's enhanced. You have to keep going, yeah. I mean, it keeps you awake just by being there.
Right. Hey, you guys, I'm good. I'm
Hello?
Yeah,
we lost him again.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. He's in and out. Hello?
He's probably driving.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't... I'm on a new system, you guys. I don't know how well this is going to work.
Well, it's the NSA anyway. So you got drones. I've been talking about the drones here. You know, I know there was some buffalo used at one point, and I was looking at drones on the internet. You know, eagles will take down drones, and you can't have a no-fly zone for eagles.
No.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, there wasn't a whole lot of eagles helping out over there yet.
I know.
But December 5th is the eviction notice, and that's the next D-Day.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Anybody who can get to Standing Rock, if you plan on going any time, how's the time?
Yeah, I was offered a way to get there, so I'm trying to just see when that's going to be.
And when you're there, you should probably being able to take care of yourself.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Got to know where you're going and for how long and what you're doing. I would love to find out. Yeah.
Hello? I think we lost him. The NSA is not going to allow us to continue.
Yeah, they must have cut that one off.
So, yeah. I mean, if you do, you know, the whole sheriff's department's going to be right at Standing Rock, so everywhere else is completely undefended. So I would suggest that if you're an anarchist, don't actually go to Standing Rock. Go somewhere else nearby. All right, this has been Free Thy Land.